AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The funeral was held at Washington's National Cathedral for former Vice President Dick Cheney. Former President George W. Bush described Cheney as funny and easygoing, a style his public image never caught up with. But he wasn't your standard issue politician.
If any voters came hoping for a kind word and a hug, they'd have to settle for the kind word.
But Bush said Cheney got the job done.
I arrived back at the conclusion that they do not come any better than Dick Cheney. Colleagues from every chapter of his career will tell you that he lifted the standards of those around him just by being who he was, so focused and so capable.
Cheney and his daughter Liz, a former congresswoman, were caught up in a feud with President Trump over the Capitol riot investigation. President Trump was not at the funeral. He was not invited. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president is playing with fire by threatening some Democrats, referring to the president's recent post on Truth Social, responding to a video by Congresswoman Chrissy Houlihan and five other Democrats with military or intelligence experience, encouraging service members not to carry out unlawful orders.
The president of the United States is calling for the execution of elected officials. This is an outright threat, and it's deadly serious. We have already seen what happens when Donald Trump tells his followers that his political opponents are enemies of the state. Every time Donald Trump posts things like this, he makes political violence more likely.
Authorities ended a federal immigration crackdown in Charlotte, North Carolina. The county sheriff announced the operation known as Charlotte's Web is officially over. The operation resulted in hundreds of arrests. A White House official says a representative from the U.S. Embassy in South Africa will attend a handover ceremony at the end of this weekend's Group of 20 summit in Johannesburg, but the U.S. still won't take part in any talks. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is an AP Markets Update. Stocks gave up an early rally and turned lower on Wall Street as early gains for tech stars, including NVIDIA, evaporated. The S&P 500 was down 0.4% in early afternoon trading Thursday. The index had been up as much as 1.9% in the morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 100 points. That's about 0.2%. The Dow had been up more than 700. The NASDAQ Composite was down 0.7%. The stock market had a strong start following a blowout report from NVIDIA last night. NVIDIA's chips are used to power many AI applications. The market was lower by midday amid lingering worries that the supercharged gains for NVIDIA and other companies caught up in the AI frenzy might have been overdone. Seth Sutel, New York.
Shareholders at Cracker Barrel have voted to keep the company's CEO in place despite a debacle over the company's logo. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.